I'm Robert Krulwich. Welcome to NPR's More Funniest Driveway Moments. This is a sequel, of course. A few years ago, we made a collection of humor pieces, which we called NPR's Funniest Driveway Moments. And now, because people kept coming into the studios and making us laugh, we said, well, let's do more funniest, including, or actually beginning, with one of the funniest people to waltz through here recently. Her name is Joan Rivers. She's good at a whole lot of things, particularly predicting whose marriage is going to fail.
Paul and Heather McCartney, I called that a year ago. He hasn't got a leg to stand on.
Joan Rivers is a master. She is fierce. She is fearless. She works harder than anybody in the business and for longer than anybody in the business. And NPR's Michelle Norris talked to her about what it was like way, way back when in the 1960s to be a female comedian when there weren't a whole lot of them.
I never thought about that. I never worried about women. I've never worried about any of that stuff. If there were fewer women, good. I stood out more. You know, when people say, oh, my God, you're a woman. How difficult. Baloney. If Hitler came back, I swear to you, if Hitler came back, Michelle, with 7 good jokes, we would say, you know, there was a whole other side to Adolf we didn't realize. Anybody that's funny, they'll accept.
Was that in some ways a weapon for you to deal with the rough stuff in life?
Totally. It still is. I still laugh about everything. Last night, they pulled me over for drunken driving. I was coming from having dinner with my daughter, my grandson, in a Chinese restaurant.
Wait, when you say they, you're talking about the men in blue.
Yes, LAPD. They got me out and they were having me walk the line and touch my nose. And I just found it hilarious. And they said, touch your nose. I said, I could only touch part of it. The rest is in New York with a plastic surgeon. And they just stared at me like, oh, this lady really is drunk. You know? But I've spent my whole life. Comedy is such a great way of getting through anything, anything in life. It everything, my mother's death, my husband's suicide. The first time I came back on air, or in a nightclub after my husband's suicide, I said that it was my fault because we were making love and I took the bag off my head. And everybody gasped. But that got me through my husband's suicide.
You've always talked so openly and frankly so much about your husband's death.
Well, it was a major thing in my life. And I worked very hard, seriously now, for suicide survivors. And I think that I've become, in a way, a very good example of life goes on, you will be happy again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?